Welcome to MX Podden. Today we're doing the podcast in English, and the reason for that is actually because I'm sitting in Denmark. It's time for Herning Supercross 2022 here in Jyske Bank Boxen. I have to give a big hands up for FXR and Easy MX that actually making it possible to do the podcast here today. Hello and welcome to MX Podden. Today I got a rider and he's actually from Norway. We are both not very used to speaking English, so hello Petter Solberg. Can you start with telling the listeners your name?
Yes, my name is Henning Farstad.
Henning Farstad, yes. And what does motocross mean to you?
Everything.
Everything?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Yeah, I have ridden motocross since I was 5 years old.
Yeah.
And never stopped, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have a dream to become a better rider. So, this is the first time I'm out in Europe and ride outside Norway. And that's really funny.
Cool. So that you actually answered my next question, because I was going to tell how many years have you been here to Herning? Have you been here before, just looking?
Or? Yeah, I have been here as a, what do you call it? Spectator.
Publicum.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes. So more than once or?
Only once.
Only once.
Yes.
And this is the first year you're riding yourself?
Yes. This is the very first time I have ridden on a supercross track.
Cool. Yes. You like it?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of bike do you ride?
Honda Sierra 450R.
Mm. And yes. Which class are you participating in?
In B class.
In B class?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think is cool about this arrangement?
That is indoor.
Yeah?
In a stadium with all the fans and the lights and music and stuff.
The big show, actually.
Yeah, actually, the show.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
We should have something like this in Norway.
Yeah,
too,
we should.
We?
Yeah, we should.
I think we need to kick some ass when we come home.
Yes.
How do you get started? Do you start at first or second gear?
At the gate drop?
Yeah.
In second gear.
In second gear?
Always second gear.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you think is the advantage of that?
That I don't have to shift up so early. I can ride pretty long out on the, what the fuck you call it?
The track?
Yeah, on the track before I had to shift up, and then you can carry much more momentum out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. So, are you riding today too?
Yes.
Yeah?
I am.
Ooh. Looking forward to filming you or taking your picture.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
We're going to be cheering for all the Norwegian.
You have to.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it was nice.
Really cool, and I hope to see you again next year.
I think you will.
Have a good day. Hello and welcome. Now I'm sitting here with another Norwegian rider. The Norwegian needs to come first, you know. Welcome. Can you tell us and the listeners, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Runar Söderman.
Cool, and what does motocross mean to you?
Motocross means very much to me. It's kind of always been my top priority, yeah. I started riding when I was 8 years old, and I was kind of just having it as like a hobby until I was 15, I think. I was racing a little bit, but it was, you know, I was just doing what I thought was right. And then after that, I started at the Norwegian gymnasium for motocross,
yeah,
NTG.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of got more serious when I got like the trainer, and yeah, ever since that, I've just been trying to progress and getting some good results. Yeah,
yeah. Cool. How many years have you been here at the Jyske Boxen?
This is my second year, yeah. Last time was 2020, so the last event, yeah.
Aye. And you participated yourself both times? Did you ride both times or just looking?
Yeah. I was riding both times, yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What class did you ride in and what kind of bike?
I'm riding the international class, yeah. So with all the good French riders and the big show.
Ooh. And what type of bike are you riding now?
I'm riding a Husqvarna, this time on a 450.
Yeah.
Last time, 2020, was on a 250.
Ah.
So switching up to get a little bit more power.
Is it an advantage there?
I would absolutely say it's an advantage because you can kind of, you don't need to hit the corners perfectly every time to kind of get enough speed for the jumps. But on a 250, you really have to kind of milk everything you got from the bike to make the jumps.
Cool. So what do you think is so cool with this arrangement, Supercross Herning?
I think it's really cool. It's like it's one of the only events that's like this in the Northern Europe. So it's kind of rare being here. But I've been a couple times to California, to the USA, and watching the AMA series there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. But I think like this event is way more like personal because there it's so big. It's a lot more of the viewers, and yeah, it's just a huge show. But here it's like this is inside a box, and it's smaller, and it's such a good vibe here. Yeah,
and it's more people you actually know also.
Yeah, of course. So just going and talking to the Swedish and Danish riders that I know, it's way more fun.
That's pretty cool. When you at the start gate, are you started on first or second gear?
I'm always starting second gear, yeah, to get kind of a good jump from the gate. The 450 is strong enough to do that. So, yeah.
Hmm. Cool. So, you're going to ride tonight?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I'm going to be cheering on you and all the Norwegian, or the two of you, as a good supporter. Good luck tonight, Runar, and thank you for actually taking a couple of minutes with me.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello and welcome to MXPodden. Can you tell the listeners your name?
My name is Mikkel Kaprani and I'm from Denmark.
Cool. And what does motocross mean to you, Mikkel?
It's my life, I think. Of course, I have a job, but yeah, I started motocross since 12 years old. My mom and dad said that I couldn't ride because it was too expensive. But yeah, I pushed and pushed, and yeah, in the end, yeah, we just we managed to buy a really old Yamaha bike, and yeah, but then everything started. So it was a good time for me.
That's cool to hear. And how many years have you been here at Herning Supercross?
Oh, many years. We started in the old arena, was round, and actually I missed that the atmosphere in the old was better, but of course the new boxing is much bigger, so for sure it's better for the riders, but the atmosphere and the noise was better in the old days. Everything is better in the old days, but now it was really really intense because it was small and the noise was so intense, you know, with the spectators. So it's good.
Oh, cool. So worse noise than now? I mean, this gas box. Yeah. I almost lost my hearing last night.
Yeah,
I
exactly,
think that
yeah.
was quite crazy.
Yeah.
Have you participated yourself?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, in the 90s, I did a lot of every year when the plan was, yeah, because also at that time I was doing professional, so I have to do all the world championships, and before that I did the European championship. So when it fits in my plan, then I did it. But for sure, with my sponsors, it was really important to go here because it was really, really big. And the atmosphere. We have to go here.
Yeah, it's quite a show.
Yeah, exactly. It's really fun as a mechanic, as a family father, but especially as a rider, go in the middle of that arena. It's, yeah, you can't explain it. It's just It's amazing.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
I see. My arms are, you know, the hair the on my hair arms. Are, yeah, it goes. It's really nice. Yeah.
What kind of bike did you ride when you were here in Supercross Boxing?
Yeah, actually, as we talked about earlier, you can get a lot of stories because when you go to old motocross riders, they always have a good story. But in the 90s, everybody was going Supercross on the 250s, on the two strokes, everybody. And then Yamaha, they actually made a really nice four-stroke bike. I got it in December. And I said to my sponsor, I want to go in Herning Supercross on a four stroke, and he said, no, Mikkel, it's not possible because it's too strong, too heavy, and you cannot do motocross, no Supercross on a four stroke bike. And I said, I don't care, because the sound is so nice. I want to go in there with my four stroke, and we did that. And we did a little bit of testing, but it was so difficult to get test for Supercross and not four stroke. Everybody I meet, they say, Mikkel, it's not possible to go Supercross on a four stroke. And I said, I don't care, I go there. And actually, I go to the final and I get the third overall that night. And yeah, the crowd was crazy. I actually talked just now in our bus and with my brother. He's here for watching here Tobias now, and he said, I remember that when you go in the four stroke and it was, you know, like, brap, and then all the two strokes were different, totally different sound. So yeah, now I'm really happy that Tobias, he's also going opposite of most of the riders. He said, I want to go two stroke, and I said, yeah, if you want to go two stroke, we go two stroke, that's good. So it's yeah, as we talked about, always good stories from the old days.
But you showed them really that it was possible.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. And when you got in your mind that everybody is telling you it's not possible, then you just push it even more, I think, sometimes. So it's good.
Absolutely, I can. What kind of class did you start in then?
The best years for me was for sure the European Championship on the 125. I think the two-stroke bike suits me really good. And I don't know if it's a family thing. Tobias, he's also having a lot of fun on the two-stroke, so we decided that he go on the two-stroke. But I did 125 European Championship and was European champion in 93. And the first Danish guy really to achieve a really big championship out of Danish, and of course German championship. And we had really good riders in Søren B. Mortens in World Championship. But I was the first one really to crack the code, if you say that, to do a European championship, a really championship. So it was really nice. It was really nice to do that and, yeah, be in the history books.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you think it's as much fun to be here as a dad or a mechanic?
Yeah, the nerves are different. But no, I enjoy it. I enjoy the environment around the sport. I enjoy the people in the sport. I have a lot of friends and good partnership with this sport. So I really I enjoy it, and I also enjoy working on the bike. I love that part to set up the bike right for my sons. It's really I push myself to the limit, you know, in the night in the workshop, because I know how important it is to practice on a good bike. So when you go to the weekends, it's natural to go on that bike.
Yeah.
So that part I really enjoy.
What do you think is the coolest thing with this arrangement?
Everything about it. It's spectators. It's the sponsors. You can here. You can really show the sponsors what it is when you go on a field, in some place with a cool motocross tracks. But it's here. You see everything. The whole environment around it is fantastic.
Oh, cool. So back in the days when you were on the bike, when you started, did you start on the first or in the second gear with the gate drop?
On the 125, we did a lot of testing. But at that time, the torque on the 125s were less than today. So always in the first gear at that time.
Yeah.
But now we do always, that's a secret, but we do it in second gear. You don't tell anybody.
No.
But yeah, but the torque with the bikes is completely different than the old days, but the maximum power is a little bit similar, but also better now. So the bikes are improved for sure, but yeah, it's good. You cannot get all the secrets about my boys. But
no. But what do you think is the advantage with starting on the second gear?
Yeah, for sure. Now, when you start on the second gear with the torque the bikes have now, when you can control the clutch, here in Herning, when you see with the clay, it's really, really difficult with the 450s and also with the two strokes. It's really difficult. If the rider is not really good and smooth with the coupling, with the clutch, then it's really difficult.
Yeah. thank you so much for actually giving me a couple of minutes, Mikkel. And I will be cheering on Tobias tonight.
Thank you very much.
I hope he will do it good. Will he blame you if it doesn't go right?
No, maybe in the seconds after the race sometimes. But I know the feeling when you have a bad race and how you're feeling inside. But he know we did so much racing together and we have a really good, we work together really good. I know when to be a father and when to be a coach.
Yeah.
But, and we also talk about it because I enjoy being here together with him and I really want to do the best for him as a father and, but also as a coach. So
I guess you will do good.
Thank you. I hope so.
Thank you very much for coming and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to MX Podden. Today I'm actually here with a Swedish rider. Can you tell me your name?
Viking Lindström.
Oh, hi Viking.
Hi.
What does motocross mean to you?
It means really much.
Yeah?
I've been doing it for a long time, so it's like a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. How old were you when you start riding motorbike?
3 years old. So it's been a long time
that's
now.
It's been a long time already. How many years have you been here at Herning Supercross?
It's the first year this year.
Yeah. Have we been here before just looking or?
No, it's the first year.
It's the first year for everything.
Yes.
Which class are you starting in?
In the Supercross class?
Yeah.
In the pro class?
Yeah, that's what I meant. What kind of bike are you riding?
Kawasaki 450.
Yeah? Cool. Okay. What do you think about this arrangement, Herning Supercross in general?
I think it's really fun. It's a cool competition and it's different what I'm used to.
Yeah, because you've done a lot of other races in Sweden.
Yes.
Mostly, or...?
Yeah, I've been riding the European Championship also, but mostly the Swedish Championship and some other races.
You did very good yesterday in the final. I actually watched you. You were the number 3.
In the semi-final.
Yeah.
I was P3, but in the final I made a mistake and jumped off the track, so...
I saw that. I guess you're going to do much more better tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. That's my plan.
When you are at the start gate, what are you starting on, the first or the second gear?
First gear.
Okay, what do you think is the advantage of that?
The bike bogs down on the second gear, so you need to go on the first gear. It's so sticky and grippy here.
Yeah.
So we need the first gear.
Are you a good starter? Are you like the fastest one out, or are you actually better with picking each rider when the race is going?
It's been maybe not the best starter, but I'm pretty good at starting. But it's different each time.
Yeah. So you don't have like a basic plan on it?
No. No.
You always try your best.
Yes, I try my best and then I see what's happened and then you need to work your way.
Cool. I heard you actually started the Gotland Grand National also in Enduro.
Yes, I did it this year and I have done it two times before.
Yeah, you did really good.
Yeah, it went pretty good. Yeah. I was third in the junior class and 8 or 9 overall. So it was good.
Are you going to start next year?
Yes.
Shit, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Viking, for taking time to speak with like a crazy Norwegian like me. I wish you good luck tonight.
Thank you.